Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. O Adonai, you are my light. My God, you illumine my darkness. For 40 days Christ fasted, fed upon his Abba's every word, all for the joy that lay ahead. Such were his pleas, his prayer was heard. Though one with God he plunged his heart, deep in the world's unfathomed pain, he wrestled demons' hunger, thirst, that we in him may do the same. In Christ our journey is revealed, his face set toward Jerusalem, where he our head goes, so must we, the church his body, one with him. O Abba, food of those who fast, O Christ in whom the least are known, earth's rising sap, O Spirit spring, come raise to life what you have sown. Amen. We have these days of contemplation and prayer to turn away from our sins and work for salvation. My soul give thanks to Adonai, all my being bless the holy name. My soul give thanks to Adonai, and never forget all these blessings. Bless God who forgives all your sin, who heals every one of your ills, who snatches you free from death, who enfolds you with tender compassion, who fills your life with goodness, and gives you the strength of an eagle. Adonai does deeds of justice, and defends the poor and oppressed, teaches God's ways to Moses, and God's deeds to the children of Israel. Adonai is compassion and love, patient and rich in mercy. God will not accuse us for long, nor bring our sins to trial, nor exact from us in kind, nor give us what our sins deserve. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is God's love for those who trust. As far as the east is from the west, so far does God remove our sins. As parents have compassion on their children, Adonai has pity on those who are reverent. For Adonai knows of what we are made, and remembers that we are dust. The love of Adonai is everlasting upon those who revere God's holiness, whose justice reaches out to all generations when they keep God's will in their minds and hearts. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. We have these days of contemplation and prayer to turn away from our sins and work for salvation.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jonah. Jonah began his journey through the city, and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be destroyed. when the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in the ashes. Then he had this proclaimed throughout Nineveh, by decree of the king and his nobles, "Neither human nor beast, neither cattle nor sheep, shall taste anything. They shall not eat, nor shall they drink water. Humans and beasts shall be covered with sackcloth and call loudly to God. Every man and woman shall turn from evil ways and from the violence any have in hand. Who knows? God may relent and forgive and withhold such blazing wrath so that we shall not perish." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. As servants of God, let us commend ourselves in every way, through great endurance, by genuine love. Now is the day of salvation. Glory to the Abba and the Word, and the breath of love. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. To a perverse people, this single sign, Jonah, and yet one greater than Jonah or Solomon. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, has promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. To a perverse people, this single sign, Jonah, and yet one greater than Jonah or Solomon.
Grant us pardon and peace. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Forgive our sins and neglect. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give us true faith and undying hope in your love for us. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Strengthen our resolve to follow Christ more closely this Lenten season. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May we live each day more simply, so that others may simply live. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant light and peace to all those who have died, and consolation to those who grieve their passing. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant us, O gracious God, in all our ways of life, your help. In all our uncertainties, your counsel. In all our temptations, your protection. In all our work for justice, your guidance. In all our sorrows, your peace. Convert our hearts and hands to your designs, that we may work and pray for the salvation and fullness of life for all people and all your beloved creation. For you live and love one God forever and ever. Amen. May the God of all compassion bless us with forgiveness and fill our hearts with loving kindness for all people and all creation. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Queen of the heavens, we greet you. Queen of angels, now we entreat you. Fairest flower, heaven's portal, from whom came the light immortal. Matchless maiden, God did raise you for the universe to praise you. Hear us, O hear us, dear mother. Show your children Jesus our brother. Pray for us, O gracious Queen of the universe, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and body. Send us your assistance in times of temptation. May we who celebrate the memory of the Holy Mother of God rise from our sins by the help of her intercession. We ask this through Christ our love. Amen.